All right, hello.
Hey there.
It is time for our day 5 wrap-up of this 5-day devotional with Nick.
It's been a good one.
It's especially fun when you have met the person or at least got to see him on stage up close.
Yes,
and,
agreed.
And we've said all week, you know, that we got to see Nick and he's amazing. He's amazing. So let's wrap it up with day 5 here. What do we have, honey?
Who did you bring with you?
Who did you bring with you? Let's find out more.
I have this reoccurring dream that one day I will be standing before God and he will ask me 2 questions. The first, do you know me? The second, who did you bring with you? I think the first question is asked to establish a Christian identity. The second is to see if I've done what is the primary mission of all Christians on earth.
And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit."
Mm-hmm.
Recorded in Matthew 28:18-19. The resurrected Jesus stood on a mountain in Galilee and commanded his followers to go forth and baptize all nations in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He also told us in Mark 16:15 to go into the world and proclaim the gospel to all of creation.
This direction from Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, is known as the Great Commission. Nick says, "I've made it my mission," and I encourage every Christian I meet and every church I visit to keep it as a central purpose each and every day.
God's not interested in numbers. He's interested in souls.
Mm-hmm.
"I believe our primary mission as Christians," he says, "shouldn't be to build the biggest churches and pack them with believers. Our goal is to reach the lost, the non-believers, and those who haven't yet heard the good news."
Non-believers are not coming to church, so we must go after them.
That's right.
We have to provide them with the information, motivation, and inspiration each step of the way. We can't just lure them in and then expect them to stay engaged. We must give them all the support and encouragement necessary to build a solid and lasting foundation of faith. We must help them stay on the path throughout their lives.
We need to give the Holy Spirit a chance to guide us. We are instruments in His hands. Instead of focusing on our differences, we need to unite on common ground. Jesus saved us. He is Lord. There are lost people out there. We need to join forces as Christians and find ways to reach out to those lost souls and to save them. We must go out to the four corners of all the world and make disciples of them all, Nick says, and we agree.
Mm-hmm. So what is your church doing to make disciples?
And how would Nick's call to live out this Great Commission change your day-to-day thoughts, words, and actions? That's what it's all about, is actions.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a desire and thoughts and words, but those who take action are the ones who are going to get results.
I was just going to say, we got to keep the main thing the main thing.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yes. The main thing is?
To spread the good news and to bring others to Jesus.
That's right. We don't save them. We plant the seeds,
mm-hmm.
and God saves them.
Right.
Lord, we thank you for this lesson today and also for all 5 days of this devotional from Nick. Lord, we love that he has taken what most would see as a reason not to live and turned it into a reason to speak to millions of people worldwide and to motivate them that they have something to live for and that everyone is called to serve you. Lord, we love you and we ask that we be the hands and feet for you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.